Hang on. Did I start it?
Let me put this on. Sean, can you come upstairs and check on your dad, please?
Sure. Let me.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I can just keep the recording going.
Why she said that, but anyway, Father, let me get in the spirit. I'm in the room with the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm just gonna go on in Jesus' name, y'all, because there's a lot going on here, just with what God is talking to me about. And so, you know, one thing that he said to me even this morning was, let me see, because I did write it down, what he said. I meet the need of those who sow seed. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear what I said? I meet the need of those who sow seed. And I was asleep. I was asleep, and you know how you come up out of your sleep? Pastor Joyce is froze. But you know how you come up out of your sleep? And, well, when I come up out of my sleep, sometimes, yeah, you know, you'll hear God speak something to you. And what the Lord spoke was that let me go back and make sure I say it the way he said it, so I'm not just, you know, coming from my own self. But he says, God will meet the need of those who sow seed. Okay. And also I want to say this because, since I'm here right now, Pastor Felicia, we're going to put, when we're in the clinic, we're only putting on the preachers. We're not putting on music up front. You know, we're just going to put the word of God in the speakers that we approve to speak, you know, and if the spirits get angry, they just, you know, they just get angry. But we're going to sow the word of God into the hearts of men and women. And I think we're going to use Logos Fellowship tapes. You know, the ones that we were doing in church. We don't really have to use other people's stuff. We really don't. But so we're going to start doing it, you know, because we want to get the word into people's hearts. And, you know, however you want to listen to it, however you want to hear it, that's on you. But we're going to do what God is saying to do because we have a mission. Our mission is to get those that are of God to a place where they can hear God and stop thinking that this whole walk, this life that we have is a comic book, because it's not. This is a serious life that God has given to us, and he wants us to live it with joy. He wants us to be in a position where we can help others. And we are spending enough time. What is this scripture? Okay, God, you know how when I'm talking, God has shown me a scripture, right? And in this, let me see, here's the scripture. Being in this mountain. That's the one. There it is. Okay, let me see. So that's Deuteronomy chapter 2. Okay. So we're going to go there first. I'm going to put this on the screen so you can see it. Okay. Right? So I'm going to share. I do have a share button today. Hallelujah. All right. So in Deuteronomy chapter 2, right? I'm going to go to the first scripture. And I'm trying to see what version do I want to do this in, because we got so many options. And my favorite is, of course, the Good News. Is that my favorite? I think that's one. I get it confused with this. They got another one. That's, I don't know if that's Good News or whatever.
Good but news in, is definitely mine.
You think it's the Good News?
Is that I know it's mine.
Huh?
I know that's mine.
Oh, okay. So in Deuteronomy chapter 2, we're going to start here where he says, we finally turned and went into the desert on the road to the Gulf of Aqaba. as the Lord had commanded, and we spent a long time wandering about in the hill country of Edom. Then the Lord told me that we had spent enough time wandering about in those hills and that we should go north. Okay? So I wanted to just talk a little bit about what is being said, that God is saying, you know, you've been in that place long enough. So when we speak about sowing and we speak about the revelation of sowing, which is no easy task, because when God is giving you sowing, he's giving us sowing as an adventure, then that means that we have to work this thing out. So we couldn't just, okay, we just going to sow a seed and we just going to believe God. We weren't at a place of faith to that degree. We had to learn faith. We weren't at a place where we would believe what the world was saying. We had to get to that place, because when you make this introduction to the Lord, I mean, when the Lord makes an introduction to you and he says, okay, I want you to sow this seed, right? And he's not saying, man is not telling you to sow this seed. I'm telling you to sow this seed, and I want you to follow my direct instructions. You must follow my instructions on what to do. So I'm hearing, you know, I listen to different ones and listen to what their view is, you know, and what God may have said to them. But not one of them have I seen where he says, with communion. Not a one. And one of the most important things that we have to do is present the blood. Present the blood. Don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about your feelings. Don't worry about where you think you messed up this week. Presentation of the blood of Jesus Christ is what we have to offer. Is this making sense at this point? Okay? So we're not just, we're just going to do 10 cent and 15 cent in an envelope. You know, we do that for the week. We should be, we're at a point now where we're beyond that. How do we get beyond that? Because we sow it in faith, right? That means we sow in a greater detail. We sow in a greater amount, you know? Like, I got a bill the other day, and I think that bill was $600. It was a bill, right? For at the job. The bill is $600. Are y'all listening to me? I don't hear nobody talking to me. Y'all listening to me?
Cause we listening. We ain't talking.
Okay, cause I can't tell. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, the bill is $600. So I looked at the bill, right? I looked at the bill. And I said, oh, okay. And I put it down. In what world, right? Before Jesus took a hold of my heart, and I got a bill for $600, I don't care where it came from. Oh, Lord, how am I going to do it? I started thinking about what I'm going to do. Oh, Jesus, Lord have mercy. I looked at the bill because I ain't afraid of you. Because I've been in this sowing long enough. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've been in this arena long enough that when we see something, we should not be in fear of it. Because the word should have been by now sown into our hearts in a greater degree, and it should be established. His word should be established in us by now. This is the reason why we were sowing. Because we were being introduced to see sowing the way that God wanted to be done. For this ministry. I'm not saying that, you know, other churches, however God has spoken to them, that's wonderful. But we have to do it the way that God says to do it. Amen. And I just want to make sure we understand that part right there. Is everybody understanding that? Amen. Yeah. So I want us to look at prayers, petitions, and principles. Now, there's a whole lot that God has been speaking, true enough, right? But in some cases, we got to take things on a little bit at a time. And sometimes when people hear the word, they want to rush into things. And we're not at a position where we need to rush into things. We're going to look at Matthew 13 and 58 right now, okay? Matthew chapter 13. Y'all can see my screen, I know, right? Matthew chapter 13. Yes, okay. Matthew 13. Matthew 13:58. It's a long scripture. It's like the episodes used to be 30 and 40 episodes long, and now they're 10 episodes, right? This is a long scripture. What did I say?
13:58.
Okay. I'm going to start at 53, where it says Jesus is rejected at Nazareth. This is his hometown, right? And Jesus had been teaching in Nazareth, which was his hometown. And it says, when Jesus finished telling these parables, he left that place and went back to his hometown. He taught in the synagogue, and those who heard him were amazed. Like, where did he get such wisdom? They asked. Now, you know how this is with your relatives, right? You know how your relatives, you're trying to give them the scripture, or you're trying to talk to them about something that's going to help them, right? And they busy trying to figure out where you get it from, right? They asked, and what about his miracles? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't Mary his mother, and aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? Aren't all his sisters living here? Where did he get all this from? And so they rejected him, right? Because they couldn't get past the fact of him in a natural sense. They couldn't get past the natural part. They couldn't get past that. And it says, Jesus said to them, a prophet is respected everywhere except in his hometown and by his own family. And it says, because they did not have faith, he did not perform many miracles there. And this is what I want us to remember when we're thinking about the kingdom, and we're thinking about Jesus Christ. We have to relate it to the kingdom, and we have to be in this realm of faith at all times. Or else, even though you're sowing seed, it's going to take some work to get it to grow. The principle is the principle. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to have faith for it to grow. And what does that faith mean? The faith is, okay, so you're sowing the seed and you have to follow through on the steps. Okay? If you don't follow through on the steps, you're not going to get the result. You have to follow the steps all the way through. And that's what faith is about. When we start sowing, you must follow each step. And so, like what Sean was talking about, when she had an opportunity where she sowed and then there was unexpected increase, unexpected monies came in, that first thought is, oh, I'm going to go shopping. But then she didn't go with that first thought. She went and got the books, the references about sowing that we teach, and she was able to go forth from there. And see, a lot of times when we're selling, we're like Sister Felicia said something yesterday that just kind of blew me out the water, even though it's the truth. I'm an expert. When it comes down to this right here, I'm an expert. So you can't take what I say and then just blow it off. Like, oh, whatever. No. If you want this right here, you got to do the work. And sometimes that work requires you to stay in this mountain until faith it grows in you. That you understand? Because faith has got to grow in you. It's got to mount up in you on wings like an eagle. And sometimes that means that's why you're doing one penny, you know, people, we start them out with the one penny because they already can't relate to the thing. So ain't no sense in saying put $5 in the envelope. Just put a penny in there. What's the difference? Money is currency. You know, it's going to run on a current. But we have to make sure that we follow it all the way through to the end. Okay? So we know, I have instances where I'll start a project or I'll start a campaign, and then I'm like, where's my receipt? I'm just like that. Where's my receipt? I'm looking for my receipt. And I'm in a panic. Why? Because did I miss it? Did I blow it? What happened to my receipt? Because you can get so caught up in your life that the response comes and you miss it. The response comes and you somewhere else. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm in an environment where the response has come and I'm like, I got to pay, you know, we eating or something like that, I can't hit that money. I got to figure out where the money going to come from, because I don't need to touch this seed right now. Even if I got to hit a credit card or something, I'm not touching the seed because I got to do business with this seed first before I even do anything, you know? Because we'd be like, oh, I got a little bit. No. And see, this is where we have to learn how to be disciplined. And this is why the people of God were in that mountain for a long time, because you have to get disciplined. A lot of times, you know, we show people how to sow. They get out of that situation that they're in, then they're ready to go forth. But guess what? You crash and burn, because this is a lifestyle that God gives you as a gift. Okay. Now, like I said, this is not like it. God shows people how to prosper, how to have good health. You know, prior to this, we was in the Church of Jesus Christ, and you know, they was doing miracles in church. You know, people get up to walk, ain't got no legs or whatever, grow limbs, whatever. That kind of stuff does go on. Okay. But you got to understand the environment that we're in now. We're dealing with a whole nother set of gangsters that think they know something, you know? Now, you look in the, like, different things on the internet, you know, they'll say, I saw something that said, it was a definition, but it was saying, this is a fable. And it was on Wikipedia. And Wikipedia allows people to edit. So anybody can edit a particular thought, you know, or anything like that. And it was something, and it struck me the wrong way, because that wasn't a theory. That was a principle. And I see these things as principles. And I look at the teachers that's out here now, and the enemy is on the internet dissuading or destroying or attempting, because you can't destroy the seed. But he's attempting to destroy the reputation of people that are trying to get you the value of the kingdom. And that's his job. So I can't fault him for his job. What I can do is have the tools so that plague don't come near my dwelling. This plague called unbelief. This plague called lack of faith. It don't come near my dwelling. Because I believe God. Now, sometimes, you know, lately I got to hold on a little more because I'm putting a little more out there. I'm sowing a little tougher. So you sow a little tougher, you know, you're going to walk a little rougher. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It might take a minute more.
Right.
But guess what? Whatever it is that God's doing, it will come.
Mm-hmm.
And see, none of us have believed God to this degree. Yeah, I want to be a millionaire. You know, we say that, but I ain't put 10 cent towards it. Yeah, I want this to happen. Ain't put 50 cent towards it. Yeah, God's going to do this for me. Ain't put a dime towards it. You know? And
my
God himself be like, how y'all coming to me with empty hands? Y'all coming to me and, you know, they go to, like I've always said, the examples are the royalty that we do have down here. You can't show up to them without nothing. You got to have a gift of some kind when you come before them. And it's all through the scriptures that we're supposed to come before God with something. Okay? And so we have to keep that in mind, because we can get lackadaisical and think God is not our father, but he our uncle. Okay? When Uncle Joe come around, you know, Uncle Joe gonna slip you 20 bucks or something, you know what I mean? Pat you on the head, send you your way. So, you know, that relationship with the uncle is a little different than the relationship with the father.
Right.
Because father might not give you no money and tell you go somewhere and make up that bed or go dump the trash or do something like that. He's gonna come with discipline. He's gonna be stern. Uncle gonna chill with you. So, yeah, we like Uncle. But when it comes down to this, we have to really see who we're dealing with.
Amen.
And that is the God of this universe. And he knows more about it than we do.
Amen.
Amen. So let me see what else I wrote here, because I wrote notes. And that was, God couldn't do any miracles, right? So God couldn't do anything for our sowing, because we get to a point where we sowing, but then we stop growing. Amen.
Amen.
We're not consistent sometimes because we really not sure in our heart of hearts that, you know, this going to work. We actually doing an experiment. And that's one of the things Sean was talking about today. You know, that's what he do with a hypothesis. A hypothesis, you know, let's see if this works. We come in with the wrong attitude sometimes. Okay? It's the word of God. It works. It's faith. It works. And so we're looking at prayers. And what are prayers? I had an equal. Prayer words. Prayer. Prayer words. What are the prayer words? When you start talking about, you want to sit down. See, because I'm taking us into kingdom stuff. I want you to understand the difference. Kingdom stuff is not proper stuff. Okay? I just don't have another word for it right now. But kingdom is a totally different mind. It's a totally different way of looking at life and looking at things. Now, one of the things that, if you notice about Donald Trump, I don't know if you ever pay attention to the things that he has, his house or whatever case may be. Everything he have in there is layered with gold. Gold everywhere. And he's got he goes for the most finest things. Extravagant. Yes, sir. That's the word. And he is very extravagant in the things that he has. Now, he's developed those things from an earthly realm, the earth realm, you know, through real estate or however he developed his finances. Okay? How much more would God do for us if we get it right? Amen?
Amen.
How much more? Now, I'm not saying, well, I got to have gold, you know, pillars and all that, because I'm not into it like that. I'm just saying, whatever it is, God will do it for you. But you got to get to a point where you finish the mountain. You can't just move off the mountain until it's time for you to move off the mountain. You got to spend some time there. You know, we sometimes don't realize that those examples that we see with the children of Israel, they weren't just meant for us, because our life goes down those roads too. But we spend time going around and around. You scratching your head. Why is my 15 cent not working no more? Your 15 cent don't work and your income is 50,000. Because you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not putting pressure on your seed, what do you think God going to do? He's looking at us to see what we're going to do. He already know what he's going to do. So when we talk about, okay, I'm going to get before the Lord because I want to address different things. Look, we got concerns in our family. And I said this before. We got concerns in the family. We got concerns in our neighborhood. We have concerns in our city. We have concerns in our state. You know, when you start thinking about those areas, these are areas of concern. And God is not coming down here to fix this stuff for you when he told you to fix it. And I know I've told a story about how, you know, the bullies used to mess with me when I was a kid. And my mother made me stay in the house for a year. And when I came back outside, wasn't no bully messing with me. I was kicking everybody behind and taking names, okay? I kept a list just to make sure I had got to you. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not going around this mountain. I'm not going back in the house with this crazy lady. So I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to deal with you. And we have to get to a point where I'm not going around this mountain anymore. I'm done with this. So when you talk about sitting down and doing administrating the kingdom, you got to see yourself in the kingdom. And that's by words. You have to open your mouth and you have to declare, I am a kingdom citizen. And when we talk about moving things from dark to light, moving things out of the influence of the world system to the kingdom system. Look, the only way we can do this is by the words we speak. We're not like bewitched. We can't wiggle our nose, make it happen. We make it happen by the words that come out of our mouth. When we have our petitions, when we talk about petitions, I was one of the things that I did, I used to work for child support enforcement. And you never think that that would be applicable to your life with God. You just don't think about it. Are y'all seeing, am I? Y'all can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was just checking because it's a red line on my screen. I was just making sure it was there. And so I was working for child support enforcement. So my job was to write petitions. Hello?
Yep.
That was my job. I'm so far from God at this point. Right? But the world, I'm just like Moses. That's right? Amazing. Because Moses was in the world system to get what the world system had to bring it to the kingdom.
Yes.
You see? So I know how to write petitions all day long. Then I was in the military because, wait a minute, I was in the military first. So let me start there. Let me go back there. So in the military, when you write in administration, you have to write with, you got to have just the right margins on each side. You have to have the right, you know, everything got to be perfect when you're doing petitions, when you're doing awards, whatever it is that you do. It has to be so specific or they'll kick it back. So I learned early on how to do that kind of thing. So when I got to the attorney general's office and I started working there, then I started writing out these. First, I worked in government and then I worked in state. And then in state, I'm writing out these petitions. And I'm making requests and I'm talking about the different things that we want to get relief for. We talk about the problem and see, this is what I'm going to give you going forward. I have to get it written up. But first you talk about the problem. You know, what is it that you're coming to God for? You have to say what you're coming to God for. Then you have to say, you have to have the scripture after that. Based on this scripture, I'm looking for relief, right? And then you get to that third part, you talk about what you want the relief to be. In the midst, in the middle, you talk about what has occurred and how it is an injustice. Now we're just talking about prayers right now. And then you get to the bottom of that, right? Because let me tell you, three paragraphs. That's my name. I'm going in, making my case, and I'm getting out. So I know how to do that, okay? I'm going to teach you how to do that so that you can be more effective in the things that you do. Why? Because we're coming off that mountain. You're going into a deeper level of how to get things done. So you're not, well, I prayed the prayer in 1912 and I'm still waiting for God to come through. Mm-mm. Nah, we're not going to do that no more. We're not going to play that game. Because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is we have to know, you know, when you come and we talk about different things, you tell me what your problem is. I have to be able to give you the right things to make sure that your request is taken care of. Or the Holy Spirit direct you to the right thing, you know, to the right scriptures to help you along. Okay? So that's where it says the principle. The principle is the scriptures. You have to have a basis, a foundation under which you come into God to get some type of relief. Mm-hmm. What does he say? Remind me of my word. Mm-hmm. Now, why is he saying that? Because he's expecting you to come with the word. And we come with it now. We could quote all day and then got 50 cents in your hand at the time. Now we learn we need 50 cents, we need the scripture, and we need communion. Because the blood is the presentation. If we don't get nothing else out, if we pass out, the blood is there. And Jesus is there like, hey, you know, they passed out, but here's what they're here for. See, I ain't getting no laugh out of that. Sean there? I can't see.
What's Sean? I laugh, but I was on mute.
Okay, but I'm just saying. You know, you have to know that, like, what is the administration? What is the kingdom doing while I'm doing all this? You see? You got to be in agreement with what the kingdom is saying and what the kingdom wants to do. And so, you know, some that would say, you know, that's works. We ain't in the works. Yeah, but look how broke you are. You see what I'm saying? Look how broke you are. You better get some works.
Amen.
You better get some understanding.
Amen.
And see, they be saying the wrong thing. And we have to learn how to get this word and apply it to our lives so that we can get what? Manifestation. Well, you see down here where I see where the word practice, right? When you put these things into practice through faith, we stay in faith until manifestation. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
We stay in faith until manifestation. In faith for the word, if we put the word out there and we do it and we sow the word, whether we speak the word, sow the word, whether we put the petition out, whatever we do it in faith and we stay with it until manifestation shows up, right? And then when we have a testimony, our testimony becomes, because we write the stuff down, right? So our testimony becomes the documentation of confirmation. So with the documentation of confirmation, we got a history of how we went from prayer to petition through principles into practice, and we got the testimony, and now we have the ability to do what? Repeat the process.
Mm-hmm.
See? Not this nonsense, but I don't know how that happened. Jesus did it, though. What? Jesus did it. Where's your check? Jesus did it, you know, and so we have a lot of that going on where people are just out here, and I need to write that down because God just said something to me. Let me write this. Hold on one second. To redeem. So we need to know how to repeat the process, okay? So then we talk about the seed word, like the difference, the seed word. Yeah, we talk about this. The seed is what? Penetrates the spirit, right? Or penetrates, because that seed goes down just in a normal physical sense. The seed is put down under the dirt, right? The word is put in your heart. Okay? These two things, they go down deep. You can't see them working. You can't see the seed working. You can't see the seed word working. Because it's in a dark place in your heart. But then it does what? It produces result.
Mm-hmm.
A result is produced. Why? Because all of a sudden you see the blade come up. Well, there's a blade in you when you know what the word is saying. When the word goes into your heart. Now you got love. You got peace. You got joy that surpasses all understanding. And guess what? You got fruit. And you got fruit that remains. So it's not the conversation for me. It's the fruit. You sowing, it should be some fruit. That's how I know when people ain't sowing. And I'm giving them instructions to sow. I know full well. Amen.
Amen.
So now, then we have like the seed we start with. That first level seed. Because they keep talking to me about the seed. And I want to make sure that we clear this up. There's something we want to consider it. First level seed, right? And that's what we were talking about today, is that first level seed where we got to stay on that mountain. We off it, but I'm just saying, when you deal with people, they have to stay on that mountain until they get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, until it becomes life to them. They can't jump from one thing to another thing to another thing. Why? Because God got to prove his word through his seed. But if we jump from one thing to another, we don't keep no records, we don't know what's going on. God can't prove himself. And guess what? He ain't getting glory. And they no worse than God that ain't getting no glory. Hello? So we got the eternal seed. Eternal seed that's totally different. That's the next level seed where we're getting ready to start working right now. Is at eternal seed. Hold on one second. I have a visitor. Just one moment. Just one moment. No, Moses. My visitor's here. Eternal seed is on that second level. Let's look at it from that perspective. Second level, right? Second level, eternal seed, we're dealing with sowing in the realm of the spirit, okay? But we're sowing something specific, okay? Like the big things. It could be a television. It could be healing. It could be something big. Let's just put it like that, okay? It could be a big thing. So what are we doing? Because I've grown up now. I know how to go straight in to the spirit realm with my seed. Okay? I know how to set that petition up. I know how to what principles I need to use. I understand faith, and I know how manifestation is to work. Okay? So right now we don't want to call it a test, but we put something out there for a fence because we need a fence. Okay? We need a fence. But guess what? The kingdom is going to bring the fence.
Amen.
We're not going to be out here hustling for the fence. The kingdom is going to bring it.
Okay.
So now we at a different level with our seed. We go straight into the realm of the spirit. We go to the bank of heaven where we got much deposit. Okay? And it's got to come back. All right. Now, when you do that, your seed is specific. You're using specific seed or speaking something specific. Now, after you've been on the mountain, now you got to understand. Let me go back and clear this because the Holy Spirit is saying clear this up. Make sure we understand. You're on your first level until you complete it. It's just like school. You can't just jump from one level to the next level. This is for you that are helping people to sow. Okay? When we get back into a building and do what we're going to do, we have to know these things. Because we're going to have them bumping their heads. You know, I'm always talking about the bumper cars. Bumping their head. Okay? But when you're on that first level, you're going to have to stay on that first level until manifestation comes on a consistent basis and you understand the seed sowing process. Whether it be seed, the seed word process. Until that is understood 150%, people don't need to try to go to the second level, which is the eternal seed, where you go straight into the realm of the spirit with your seed. And you got big money when you do that. You're going straight in. You ain't scared of $100 or $200 or $1,000. You ain't scared to sow that amount of money. That's what I'm talking about when you get into big seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I want to make sure that we understand that. So there's nothing wrong with being on first level. You stay there until God says, move to the next level. That's what we got to do. But don't worry. Don't forget communion. I don't care what you're doing.
Amen.
Now, when you get to that second level, I'm going to put this over here because, you know, you see this right here, up here? You see where my thing is pointing? You see it? You see it? You see this?
Yeah.
Go say something.
I take my
so this right here. It's gonna be it's auto save is what I'm saying. So even though I move it, it'll be available. You know, I can go back to it. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure that we put this. I want to make sure that we understand it this way. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is kind of I guess unless y'all come up with another name, I don't care. It's more of a nurturing type seed, like a beginning for beginners, right? I say for beginners. And we may have to go over this a few more times with the leaders, you know, when it gets there. But this is for beginners or people that don't show up for church on a consistent basis and don't know why God ain't moving for them. Okay. So, now, Proverbs 8 and 15, which was what I gave this morning as the my words of encouragement, 8:15, it says, by me, this is God speaking, by me, kings reign, okay, and princes decree justice, all right? So then I want to look at Proverbs 11:24, because I don't even remember what that was saying, but I'll go back over here and check it and see what it was saying so we both know, amen? How's this working for y'all? Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Are y'all understanding? I can't hear you. What you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I heard one of the twins. That's why I was like, what did they say? Okay. So, Proverbs.
I said, must be in the spirit because I didn't know.
Okay. Proverbs 11. Okay, no problem. Like I said, I can't see nobody. So I'm not able to see faces, which is probably good right now. Okay. Okay, so I think it was right about here. Proverbs 11:23, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scatters and yet increases. Listen to that. This is important. There is that scatters, right? Gives and yet increases. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet or necessary, but it tendeth to poverty. When you hold back, you're going to be broke. It's just
that. Amen.
You know, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the seed connection. We want to make sure that we understand how the seed connects, right? So that's where we said God will meet the need of those who sow seed. Now, what I had not done in the past was when I'm talking to people about sowing and stuff, I just thought in my mind, okay, people know that if I'm showing you how to sow and you're getting results, you know that you're supposed to sow into this ministry. Well, I wasn't saying that to people because I'm thinking people just know that, right? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to tell you on the front side. If you sow it, you must sow into this ministry because this is where you're getting results. Now, if you want to sow somewhere else, that's fine, but make sure it is a ministry that understands the seed sowing process, not just someone saying, give your seed here so that you can, what do they say? What's a good way to say that? So that we can do good or whatever. Just make sure you check the background of that ministry. Wherever you do choose to do that, make sure they understand. See, and did I hear God saying, make sure they understand government. Because if they don't understand that, it's they not going to get you to where it needs to get you.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So, like I said, God will meet the need of those who sow seed. All right? Now, here's something else. Whatever you bind, I want to go to Matthew 18. This is going to be our last, I think this will be our last thought for the day, unless the Lord say otherwise. Okay? Matthew 18. Matthew 18:18. Okay. I think this is some good stuff, y'all.
Amen.
It's awesome. It's excellent.
Amen. I think this is going to help us, you know, break forth. You say?
Amen.
Break forth.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, so let me make sure. Matthew 18, I think it's around, let's see. Might not be in the right place. I don't know. If I have to look it up, I will. But it's the whatsoever you bind. I don't know. I didn't write that scripture down. Whatsoever you bind.
I think it's 18 and 20, Apostle.
Okay, let me go back and look.
Yeah.
Is it 18?
No, that's not it.
It's 18, 18. 18, 18, sorry.
Is it 18:18? Okay.
18:18.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Sure thing. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So we know what this says. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Is that right?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Okay. So I looked it up in the Strong's Concordance, so let's do that. So you can see how to do these things, right? And so just be taking the scriptures, you know? So it was in Matthew 18, correct?
Amen.
So we find it here in the Concordance. It says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind, right? Mm-hmm. So we find the meaning here, okay? They're talking about the Greek meaning. And what we came away with, now here's the meanings, but this is what I want you to see right here. It says to bind, tie, fasten. These are the meanings. To bind, fasten with chains, to throw into chains, right? Then it's got something about Satan is said to bind a woman bent together by means of a demon as his messenger, take possession of the woman and prevent her from standing upright. That was the woman with the issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
To bind, put under obligation of the law. So when Jesus is saying to you, whatsoever you bind, it's not meant for you, see, because your mind is saying, let me just stop the devil from moving around. So that's why we bind the devil in Jesus' name. But we're not understanding what the rule is. And that's a principle. Somebody say principle.
Principle
that you put on the obligation of the law, right? So you got to know the law in order to put the devil under the law. You can't run from the law. You can't run from it. Why? Because the kingdom has rules. And here's Jesus saying, put under obligation. What are you obligated to? You're obligated to whatever the principle is that will stop the devil from moving towards you or your seed. Okay, so let's see, how did I put it over here? So whatever you bind, put under obligation of the law, right? Whatsoever you loose, to do away with, to deprive of authority, whether by precept or act, to declare unlawful. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 18, right? Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, right? What you call unlawful. Now you can't just say, devil, you unlawful. No, you have to make sure you know the scriptures. Why? Because when you start sowing for real, the enemy comes for real. Okay, so you have to be ready. Now let me see if I can find that, because that just came to me. Be in readiness. Let me see if I got that right. Be in readiness. Let's see if it comes up. Be in readiness. It might be. Let me see if they got it here. Anyway, there's a scripture. I can look it up in the Strong's. But while I'm getting that together, I just want y'all to understand that you got to have something and not just a bunch of words about Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's kind of kid stuff. We got to stop that. Let me see if I can find this in this concordance, because that's where he spoke to me. I want to show you that readiness. You know, when you start sowing something, I think about what you're sowing. Now, say you're sowing for your health, because that's what I need to be sowing for. But you're sowing for your health. And so something comes against your health that you're sowing for. And that's when you come to God with your petition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying to God, this is the petition I have before you concerning this, right? And then what has to happen? God has to release the angels to enforce. Enforce.
Okay.
It's just like in the world system. When they put a judgment, and the marshals will come for you. Okay? If you try to run from the law. I got it. 2 Corinthians 10 and 6. 2 Corinthians. Let's look and see if that's the right one, y'all. 2 Corinthians. Does this make a sense? Come on now.
Yes, this makes
sense. I know it's a lot to think about, but, you know, that's why you got to meditate on this stuff.
Amen. 2
Corinthians 10 and 6. Is that correct? Let's see. Is that what I said? I think I did, but we'll see in a minute.
Yes, that is exactly what you said.
Okay, thank you. That just came up in my spirit, so let's see what that's what the Lord is saying there. 2 Corinthians 10 and where was that? Go back and see. 10 and 6. All right. I'd rather just go to it, 2 Corinthians, because it's not that far now. Let's look at it. I'm going to look at it in King James first because, where is it? Because that's how he said it to me. 10 and 6. Let's see what that says.
10 and what, 6?
Yes. 2 Corinthians 10 and 6. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. See? God know what he's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start at one. It says, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. That's just saying that people don't respect your anointing. That's all. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Okay? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down mm-hmm. of strongholds. Now, if you got a situation, I'm just going in, okay? I'm going in. Somebody say she's going in.
She's going in.
Going in.
Going in.
If you have in your background where finance has been an issue in your family for some generations, that is a stronghold. Sickness, disease, any kind of deviations, sexual immorality that's running through your family generations back, this is a stronghold.
All right.
Okay? So it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing, right, that yep. exalts itself against the kingdom of God. You can call uh-huh. it knowledge or whatever. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness,
get my heater.
All disobedience, wait a minute, having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. When you do right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes together.
Amen.
On your behalf, it's going to come together. But we got to stop playing this church game. And we got to understand how our system, how our government works so that we can get better results, more results than we have gotten in the past. And it all starts with a seed. That's where it starts. And you have to work. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know if you ever been like down with your kids when you was young, some of us. And, you know, when you was young, you could get down there with them on the ground. You could get on the floor with them. Remember that?
Amen.
You could lay on your belly and you could do stuff with them. You know, you got down there with them. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you got to learn how to get down there with it. You got to know how to go in and you got to do it by faith. You got to believe in Jesus. You know what I mean? You got to know that if I'm taking this blood with me and I'm going in, right? Because the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. It's not carnal. It's the blood of Jesus. That's what he did. And I'm putting the blood before you. So you got to make sure you're saying the right words when you're going in so you get the right result. And you got to make sure that if I'm supposed to be in the first level on the nurturing mountain, I ain't ashamed to stay there until I get it right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And when I get it right, I can move on.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, now you got somewhere to go. Because before you was just on the mountain, you didn't know there was another level you could go.
Uh-huh.
There's another level you can go into God. And by the time you get there, you already in bank. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So.
Amen.
That's what I got for today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope and pray that you heard what I say.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I'm taking the share off. Where's my moderators? They ran off on me.
I'm
what
here.
What we got?
Can you repeat the last thing you said?
No, I can't. Felicia, what was it? She always. What did you get that last part?
Somebody got that.
Look, I'm trying to get back to the second slide.
Okay.
That was back. Can you bring me back to the second slide?
It's on record. Oh, you need the second slide back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'll go back to the second slide. See, am I sharing? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Slide.
Oh, Shane said she had a question.
Okay. So is this the one, Felicia?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you feel the heater yet? You feel it?
Well, that's a good heater.
It's cold down here. We had to turn our heater on.
Wait a minute. What?
I know.
It's fall, though, now.
It's starting to get to fall. We're not in fall yet.
I know. Ooh. It's coming.
Yeah. It's been cooler. Yeah, what's your question?
I believe you get a break.
Going to the concordance on the binding. I got the put under obligation of the law.
You got to speak up, Shane.
So you can ask.
Oh, okay. I'm going to relay what she's saying, guys.
Okay.
Saying, could she go back to that screen about the binding? You're going to go into the using and define it?
She's asking you if you can go back to that screen with the stronghold, no. With the concordance, and talk about binding and loosing, like define it better.
Not to define it better, but was she going to talk about the
loosing? Wait a minute. Did Felicia distribute everything that she needed off here?
You sure?
Yeah, let me make sure Felicia got what she needed.
Yes, I was typing it. I got it.
Let me get it.
Great.
Let me get it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just had to finish up about the loosing and the binding.
Okay.
Because I know I'm messing up on that.
Okay.
So thank you, Sean, Shane.
Let me get that, though.
Okay. I'm going to the restroom. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll work it out. I'm sitting up here drinking this water.
Good job. Where's your laptop?
We'll talk about it later.
Hold on, because that's the scripture. Okay. It don't even matter.
Okay. So I'm going to just kind of moderate. And if anybody wanted to take like a quick step away, that's fine. But I feel like I'm going to ask Apostle this when she comes back. It seems like they taught us, and I'm talking about the big heads in the ministry, not the Logos Fellowship, but you know, like the the people who used to do those binding and loosing messages. It's based on how this is reading. It seems like they taught us as if they were in opposition to one another, but it seems like they are actually, they work together. I'm going to ask, because it says, whatever you bind, right, to put under obligation of the law, duty.
Bind means to require operation under the law.
Mm-hmm.
So if the enemy is trying to devour your income, but you're a tither,
mm-hmm.
they are under duty not to attack you. And so that's what you would call the angels. To prevent them from doing any activity by using the law to stop it. To lose okay. something means to deprive a thing of its authority to act or something like that. So that's when they're illegally operating and you lose their ability to take that stance against you.
Well, see, mm-hmm. let's look at this in the way it is. It's not, you know, the church. Can I talk?
We're listening.
Okay. The church used this as polar opposites.
Yes. That's what I'm saying, Apostle.
They're not. That's the issue.
Yes. Let me ask my question then. Because Shane is correctly explaining it. But the way they taught it to us, and I'm talking about the way the church teaches binding and loosing, they right. teach them as if a positive and a negative, right. or like Apostle said, polar opposites, meaning if you're binding, you're also loosing. Right. But the way this is reading to me is looking like they work together.
Right. Right. Because, see, you when you get them under the law, right, which is a principle, and then you are depriving them of their authority to operate in your life or operate in whatever it is or to touch your seed or anything. And that was another point I was getting to about that one point I was talking about in 2 Corinthians, when you're sowing your seed and it starts looking like everything's going against what you're sowing for, it is because you have to know how to bind and loose correctly in the kingdom so that stops. And then according to, is 2 Corinthians still up here? Let me check. Make sure it's still up here. It's still up here. And so what it says here is that having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So you have to understand what your position is, and when it starts looking crazy, you don't start and say the Lord rebuke you, or you start binding stuff in the name of Jesus because you're messing up when you don't know what you're doing. And if you bind, you got to have a scripture, and you got to have some blood, and you got to have some money.
Amen.
Is everybody?
Amen. That's true.
Okay. So you have to think about how doing these things in the correct way. Okay?
It's kind of like almost what you're saying, Apostle is saying, do we know the laws that govern the skies of heaven?
Right, right. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting, you know. And then you got to make them apply to you in the earth. Am I right or wrong? No.
Yes, ma'am. You're right about
That's
it.
What I'm getting from what you taught. Oh, my God. It's just so phenomenal.
Yes. So that we are no longer, we're no longer out here wondering why things are not occurring as they should occur.
Uh-huh.
There is a reason.
Yes.
See, for everything. Did Shane answer her question or ask her a question?
Yes, I needed the loosing thing.
Did you get it together? Did everybody hear you? What's up?
You answered it.
What was the question?
Okay.
What is the loosing definition?
Oh, she was trying to see what was the loosing definition.
Oh, okay. Did she get that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, she did get it.
Okay, why is she over there in the dark with dark image today? There ain't nobody going to say it. I'm going to say it. What's going on?
It's the room.
I'm in the same room with
I'm
John.
Next to.
It's just that if we have the super bright lights on,
yeah,
it's too bright for Sean. She has a newer laptop.
So it has nothing to do with the laptop.
Through nice and clear. Mine comes through dark. Okay. I'm working with the tech I
have. I go for everything I have.
Okay. Into the kingdom, it works better, but it just
I'm just saying. I think it's really where in our room we have like theater lights.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it's like I'm right up under the light and she's like off to the side. So she's
so
over there.
So did y'all see what Pastor Joyce was saying? She was giving a really good clear understanding of what was being what we're communicating here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Cuz this is very important. When we're looking at this, you know, and see, this is a thing where they try to, and I don't think they meant it on purpose to push the understanding of things away. We did what we knew to do at the time, okay?
Right.
But as it stands, some people are anointed to bring this thing in so that it makes sense, and not just about making sense, but that you can get victory.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So this is about victory, and it's about walking this way. Like the scripture says in Job, where the devil was doing what? Walking up when they called for the kings. The princes, the angels. He was up there too. Why? Because he was one that stood in the very presence of God as well. So he know the rules. He know the laws.
Right.
He knows. And whoever's on his bandwagon that works with him, they know as well.
Right.
And so as soon as you start, just in general, when you would start praying for something, all of a sudden all hell would always break loose. And you're like, what in the world? Why is all hell breaking loose? I'm praying to God for success. But all hell is breaking loose because we got to understand what law to put in place against that thing. We got to know what's the right thing to do. It's not just, and see, that's the thing. When you think about the enemy is the God of this world.
Right.
But you don't got to go toe-to-toe in a boxing ring with him every time you're trying to get a plot through. You just got to know the laws. How they work. Does anybody else have something? Because I'm just going to pray right now.
Amen.
And then y'all could talk after I pray. But God, I want to just come before you right now with my eyes open. I ain't got my eyes closed. My eyes are open because I want to see where it's coming from.
Yes, Lord.
We want the word. We want the word of God to be real. Amen. Father, show us that your word is real, that your word is true. Show us through manifestation, Lord God. Show us.
Yes.
Teaching that what you have taught us is
Lord,
so. We just thank you for your blood that goes before
Lord.
Us, that there's no longer any doubt about why we don't come out. But we, we are coming out victorious on every hand because we know what to do. You have given us the information that
Lord.
We need
yes,
to be
Lord.
Successful and glorify your name in this
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 So.
Thank you, Lord.
Does God. Was there any more questions? Are we good? What's up? Everybody good?
Good word.
Amen.
I can ask my questions later, I guess.
There might be something they want to know, Sean, before you get out of here. Tell me, I might ask later.
Well,
unless it's a deep thing. If it's a deep thing, hold on. I need all my books.
It's not. I'm just trying to understand. Can you give an example of binding and loosing?
An example?
Yeah, because they read the scriptures out to us, which is fine. You know, I can really clearly understand it, but I need an example.
Okay. So let's take an example. Let's go with by your stripes. Let's see where that's at. By your stripes. Let's use that one. We can use that one for healing. Let's do that one. Okay.
I am he that healeth thee.
Okay.
Isaiah
54?
53:17?
53:17?
What are we talking about?
By the stripes?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, she's got, she said something about healing. I am here, healing. Okay. Did I get deep?
Amen.
Corinthian scripture, did she say, was it first or second?
Second Corinthians 10.
Now, this is Jehovah Rapha, which is in Exodus 15 and 26.
Second Corinthians 10, the other one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But, you know, by his stripes, right?
Yeah.
Where's that at? Where's by his stripes? Isaiah 15. Okay. What's that saying?
He said Isaiah, but then he just, he didn't say anything.
I think it's either 53 or 56. Which one is it, Shane? I can easily Google.
You said Isaiah 54 or 53, Mark?
That's the one in my head.
He's saying Isaiah 53 and 5.
Yeah, I think, because Dad knows.
Yeah.
He Isaiah knows.
And 5. Isaiah 53:5. No, that's not it.
You sure?
I don't think so. Let me look at it in King James first. Let me see.
Yeah, you're in the wrong translation. It's the right one.
Some stuff you got to keep it in the King James, right?
Mm-mm. You need to put 11:24 in Message. That reads, that makes sense.
Okay. I see it. But he was wounded. But, you know, go back further than that. See, we have to look at this. Sometimes, you know, we have to take a look at it. Surely he has borne our griefs, right? Carried our sorrow. Now, we know that if we're dealing with something in the healing realm mm-hmm. or in the health realm, it has to do with what we got going on in our life. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if anybody has their information with them, but when you have certain things going on, and I always say this, when, you know, if your head hurt, if this stuff be hurting you, go and look at that reference, and that will give you some idea of what's going on internally within you, okay? Because everything is coming from an internal place. It's not coming from out here nowhere, okay? And sometimes mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's unforgiveness. It's different things that could be going on. And it's being, you know, and the enemy is catching the case against you. And you can't fight it if you don't get the law on it. Okay? Now, what was that? Does anybody have that paperwork?
Y'all don't know I can reference one of the things, for example, if you're dealing with infirmity, like arthritis or back pain, that's the result of unforgiveness.
Okay.
That's an example.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you're saying back pain. Now, I know we got a whole list of stuff. They took it off the board, but I don't know where my copy is right now.
I have my copy, but I'm just an example.
It's on the board. It's on the board?
Yeah.
Okay. So Isaiah 15:6. Is that right? 15:6. So we looked at 15:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. This is Isaiah 53:5. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was looking at, surely he hath borne our griefs. That's our misery, whatever you want to call it. Carried our sadness. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, our mistakes. See this right here. We don't stop to think what these transgressions, what does this word mean? The word transgression means, somebody go to John. What is that in John? Come on, somebody, help me out. I'm trying to get out of here, but if God's talking, what are we going to do, right? I want to clear this up. Now, I told y'all this more than one time, but I'm going to clear this up again. Okay, because now I think y'all trying to go to that second level, so y'all better listen. you know, you want to go to that second level, you got to get real. What was it? Come on, Jesus. I just had it. Oh, transgression. That's what it was. Transgression. see, because people think, you know, sin, sin, sin. Get off the sin train. Okay, here we go. Now, I was in John. I think it's, is it 3 John or 1 John? Where is that scripture? It is right here. Here it is. Everybody, write this scripture down. Let me look at my camera and make sure y'all writing it down. Where is it? Y'all write this scripture down, okay? So we can clear this up once and for all. Whosoever, this is 1 John 3 and 4. Whosoever commits sin is transgressing, sin transgresses the law.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. What law? The mm-hmm. laws of the kingdom of God that were right. established for our good.
Right.
So that's what transgression is, ignorance of the law.
Mm-hmm.
We're so busy thinking, oh, okay, when they sin, they sin, they smoking the cigarette and they sinning. No, your granddaddy smoked the cigarette. Your great-grandmama smoked the cigarette. So the devil got a legal right to deal with you on the cigarette.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Y'all better hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Because we out. This conversation is for grown folks.
Right.
See, we have to understand when you think about, you know, think in your mouth. Why is this child acting so crazy? Mm-hmm. Look back in the generation prophetically. Ask God to show you your great grandma, your great granddaddy. Show you. There's a reason behind the actions. And in order for us to deal with it, we're going to have to sow the word. We're going to have to become aggressive in knowing the word of God and the way to address things.
Mm-hmm.
See? But that dog on transgression gets you in trouble because they think, oh, you know, sin, sin, sin. The sin is not listening to God's word and living it.
That's right.
That's the biggest sin you could commit.
That's right.
Because if you just live the way God wants you to live, you stay out of trouble.
Yeah. That's true.
That's just the bottom line. Anybody else?
Yeah,
see, I can go here
question.
All day. Did I answer your question, Sean?
No.
No.
You get off track. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Here's what I'm asking. Okay.
Okay.
So you told us.
Yes.
You told us about.
You wanted to know how to set it up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So when you set it up, it's like I said, I was going to send everybody a copy. I'll have to commiserate with Shane, but we're going to set it up that in the first part, the way that we always did it, or the way I do it, when I make a petition, the first thing I say comes now. Right? I say comes now. And then I go into who I am, you know, blah, 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 right? My second level is, this is the issue, right? My third, my this is where I'm at. This is the issue. No. On my comes now, here's the issue, right? Second paragraph is, according to Exodus 15:26, by his stripes, blah, 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 I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, I'm asking for relief by the Holy Spirit, however you want to say it, you know, because you want a resolution to your situation. Okay? So that's what you do in that third level. You're talking to God. You're making your petition, right? What the Bible said, make your request known. That's what it say, right? You're making your request known unto God. And at that point, you let it be known that healing was the issue, right? Because that's what we were talking about, okay? So then you walking around, like with me, I'm still saying, okay, every time I hit that pain hit me, I'm by his stripes, right? But it's like, wait a minute, you don't got no right to hit me no more. So now I'm going back to the God, and I'm going to get these angels that y'all need to deal with this, okay? So I'm talking to God, and I'm saying, God, you already said that I can have this. You said this was mine. Healing is a children's bread. That's what you said. So now angels, whichever angels are supposed to be fighting on my behalf, healing angels, I need to come deal with these principalities. Okay? Because God said I could have this according to the law. I have a right to this.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to stand in the face of God, I mean, best you can, with his word. He don't want to hear your tears. He don't want to hear that. What does the word say about your condition, my condition? What is he saying? That's how you get relief. By knowing his word, standing on it, reminding him of it, get some money in your hand, and get your communion. Did that help, Sean?
Where does the binding and loosing come in at?
This is another question, right?
That was the original question.
I thought she's... Okay. You asked me for an example. I call myself giving you one.
You gave me an example of the petition.
But now you want me to... But that's the thing, Sean. Just because I don't use the word...
But I'm saying, you said in the, you said, okay, the petition, let me work it out in my head. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. You said, the petition is like your, the prayer request. You present the request to God in writing. You say what is, first you talk about the problem. You state the problem. Then you put a scripture about what should be happening based on the word of God. Then you request it, but then you're getting a spiritual attack. The pain came back. So where do you bind and loose to stop? Like, how do you bind and loose within that petition to stop?
You understand that what we're talking about right here, when we're talking about the petition, right? It mm-hmm. says put under obligation. That's mm-hmm. in the words that you write in the petition.
So I'm not having this verbally bind and loose. I just need to understand how it works. Okay.
Right.
Okay. How it operates.
Yeah, you're putting that in your petition. That's why I said I have to commiserate with Shane.
Over here commiserating in my left ear.
But she's saying something to you.
She's explaining it, but I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to really understand the question I'm asking. And you guys are answering it. So, okay. So, because like I said, the growing up as a kid, watching these TV preachers, they're up there verbally binding and loosing things in error. So I'm like, are we supposed to be doing that?
No, well, I just told you how we... How
I know, that's
done.
Why I'm asking. Okay. That's why I'm asking the question. It's like they're on the screen binding and loosing stuff, and then people are being attacked, and they're binding the wrong thing and loosing the wrong thing, and they're teaching them how to, they're teaching them binding and loosing as if it's two, like you bind, then you loose, instead of binding and loosing work together to prevent the enemy from mm-hmm. attacking what belongs to you. So that's
why
my thing.
You preach it. Go ahead. You preach
it. No, I'm trying to understand it, because I'm like thinking, am I supposed to be over here binding the devil and loosing the devil?
Right.
Because I'm trying to like separate myself from the devil. I thought that's why I got saved.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so I ain't got to do the saying the Lord rebuke, because first of all, I ain't out in the desert 40
Thank
days.
You.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he ain't bringing that stuff to me.
And
like,
Shane,
you know, huh?
Shane says binding and loosing takes place in the petition.
Right.
Okay. See, I'm getting it.
All right. Well, it's not, they got to get it too. So, you know, make sure everybody's understanding what she's saying. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
So then, does everybody want like an example of it written? Because
I just want to ask, partially based on the example that you use with the sickness, right? So when you're talking about when you were writing the petition, based on the relief that you want, right? That's where the binding and the loosing is coming in, because you're saying what the law is, what the kingdom law is concerning that. By my stripes you are healed. And so you're saying it's unlawful for me to be sick. Therefore, that's where that kind of exchange is going in, versus saying binding and loosing. You're saying this is what the law says. This is what I'm standing on. And this is what I'm rejecting, basically.
Now you're preaching.
Okay.
You're not rejecting anything, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about all that. All you're doing is standing on the word.
Right.
And you present, your presentation is, okay, Lord, this is what the word says about this.
Okay.
I'm coming before you with the blood, first of all.
Right.
The blood is there.
Right.
Okay. So you just, it's a wording situation to put it in proper context. And if people want that, we'll make it happen.
Okay.
Who doesn't want it, right?
Yeah, who doesn't want it, right? Also, Apostle, you mentioned about the smoking relatives. Like, how does that relate?
That was just,
You mentioned about the smoking relatives. How does that relate?
Okay, do you remember I talked about how you're in a position of authority in the kingdom until a person can take authority for themselves? You are the authority. So when a person is, let's say, for example, they say, well, I can't quit smoking. I can't stop, you know. Well, you can kind of look down through the line, and or you can ask the questions. You can be like the doctor. Well, did your grandmother do that? Did your great-grandmother do that? You can go down through the line, and what you do is counsel that.
Right.
You repent for whatever that action was on behalf of this person. You can go back four generations. This bishop is talking in my ear over here. You can go back four generations on. It's not the issue of the smoking. It's a crutch. It's kind of, I just can't think of a good word right now. It's kind of a crutch, you know, because like with the black race, they always on crack. They always drinking something. It's always something because they got all of this mental stuff that they have come through. So it's a lot of depression in our culture. And we don't go back and look, and we have the ability to go there. But we have to go when God say go. You know what I mean? We can't just be doing that because then we start knocking in the demons and stuff. We don't want to be calling up stuff we ain't got no business. We don't want to add extra flame to the fire. So we're going to make sure that, first of all, let's stay on level one until we get it together. Because you don't need to be over there until you got it together.
Right.
See, because that's a lot.
No,
you got to be really ready.
Repent.
Yes, ma'am?
So.
That's the choice? Oh, go ahead. Pastor Joyce, she got a serious face today, y'all. Pastor Joyce, did she freeze?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you froze.
No, I'm just listening.
Did you have something? Were you saying something?
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Sean, were you saying something? Because
I'm on the second level of sewing, so
okay.
I need this to work. Like, I'm sewing. I've been sewing since I'm 13. I graduated. Okay.
Well, we'll talk about more of this on next week. I think this is a lot. First of all, it's a lot to take in. So we'll talk about it first. We're going to be talking about this because we're going to get this breakthrough. Because we can't let nobody else come in because we're still knocking around on level one. Get off that level so people can come in and get their breakthrough, people.
So let me ask this. So when we do this, right? Where do it come in about the sowing? What time frame do we sow the seed after we done rid it, we done bind it, we done said the issue, then, you know, an action for the relief, then what do we do? Sow the seed after that?
You're doing all that at the same time.
Right.
Okay.
You remember... We talked yesterday about the cards, I'm talking about the money. You know what I said about the cards?
Yeah.
Right? And putting it on the cards.
Yeah. Okay?
You're doing that at the same time. You're making your petitions.
Okay.
At the same time. And then when you release it.
Okay.
And you're keeping a record, dating it, making sure you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you said... What we, when we do sow the seed, we sow it into, somebody that's doing the same thing and believing the same thing, that we are believing. So we don't just sow it into something, you know, somebody that really is not believing what we believe in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you put it somewhere where they're sowing and having success.
Right.
See. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that part. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to make it clear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Elder, you quiet today. What's up? Quiet as Zion.
I'm just taking it all in.
Can they hear you?
It's a lot.
It sure is.
It's a lot. Just
this
take
is minor
it
stuff,
in,
y'all.
You know,
y'all want to go to the big leagues. Let's go. Let's go.
You know,
come on, Fleets. Let's go.
We are more than well. Let's
take
it. We
go to the big leagues.
We
let's
are
go.
Win.
I got the face.
We are let's going go. To win it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
right.
He said he'll take you on Eagle's wings,
okay,
right?
I got to talk to my own self, okay?
So, Sean, are we good?
Wow.
We're going to, like I said, I'm going to get with Shane in next couple of days. Or we usually talk about stuff on Sunday. But I'll get with her, and we'll commiserate over what is appropriate. We'll have one for wealth. We'll have one for healing. You know, a couple of different ones that you can put into place. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to okay. join you.
Apostle, you uh-huh. mentioned about next week. You were going to continue this next week.
Yeah. Next week we're not going to be here. Yeah, okay. That's right. We're not going to be here next week. So we'll be at Pastor D's church next Saturday morning. Yeah. Okay. Well, it'll be the week after. But ain't no telling what I might say next week. I don't know.
Right.
He's going to take one thing
early.
And not say something else. Huh?
Look, I'll be there early.
Y'all just step on in the room.
And Pastor, you're going to have to send me Pastor D's address because you didn't give me the address.
Okay. Make sure you get it. But
okay.
In the meantime, we will be working on the petitions, okay, so that you'll have them. And they'll be like filling the blank ones. So you'll be able to fill it in with whatever you're trying to fill it in with, okay? Is that good?
That's good.
Amen.
One more thing. How
yes,
can
ma'am.
I, like, if I wanted to see the recording, how do I get to the recording if I say I want to see this over again?
Sean?
I'll send it to you.
She said send it to my email?
Yes, I'll send it to your email.
Okay.
You know how to look at it that way?
All you have to do is open it.
Yeah, I think I know how. I kind of stumbled up on looking at my email on the computer.
Oh, okay. This one is probably one that I would put in. This one and the one from last week, I probably would put it in a podcast.
Yeah, because I was able to access the one from last week because I recorded it. But some of the other ones, it was taking me through a SharePoint.
I know,
something.
But Sean is holding on to stuff. You
I'm
know.
Not.
Right.
And then when you say something,
anything.
She's like,
I'm not holding on
but
to
anyway.
Anything.
But I do try.
Whoever records owns it. If you recorded it, you own it. That means whatever you can access, I have to go through SharePoint.
What you
I'm
say,
not.
Whatever you buy.
Yeah, whatever you buy, I'm losing. But, yeah, whatever Pastor Felicia, if I click on it.
Well, I guess I got to figure out how to do that.
You
yeah.
don't. All you have to do is click on it.
She makes it sound so simple. When I'm right. still like this, what? All righty. Well, if that's it, Bishop,
but I'm
okay,
thankful that I
know
last week's. If I had to own any of them, I'm glad I own that one, okay?
Okay. Bishop, you all right?
Yeah, I see you all.
Great.
I see you all.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
I'm talking now.
I know you was having an issue. Oh, okay. Okay, well, Bishop, come on and pray us out, okay? Please.
Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you right now for the unity that we have before us, Father.
Yes,
bringing us into an agreement as to how to advance your kingdom, Father, through wealth, prosperity, your word, and your wisdom. Father, we thank you for greater understanding as we go forth. We decree and declare, Father, that we are a blessed people.
Yes.
We know, Father God, by your word that has been spoken in this session, that we walk in healing, Father. We walk in healing, whole body, no sickness or disease, Father God, is able to overtake us. We speak right now, Father, to the trillions of electrical frequencies that are in our body. And, Father, we call them to line up with your word that says that we know that our Lord and Savior was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Therefore, we call upon you, Father, even in the court of law, Father,
yes, Lord,
to deny anything, Father, past our generations, Father, that you have spoken of. We go back four generations, Father God, and we answer to your word. Your word says that by the stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are healed.
Yes,
no weapon formed against us is able to prosper. We decree and declare, Father God, that there is no curse upon us. For we, Father God, walk in holiness. We have been treated by the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we go forth and stand on the mountaintop and declare that Jesus is Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He is the King of Kings, Father God. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, Father. Thank you for the sprinkling of the blood that answers and speak for us.
Yes,
thank you, Lord God. Glory be unto your name. Rise up on the inside of us today.
Thank you, Lord.
Lead us forth. And we praise your name.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank
we love you.
You.
And we appreciate everything that you have done.
Yes, Lord.
That which you are doing and that which you will do.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. I don't know if Pastor's, if Apostle's speaking in tongues.